Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you today?
I'm to tell us. Where are you calling? Where are you from?
This is eBay customer service, madam. How can I, right now, I can see that there is a purchase of a gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this transaction?
No, I didn't organize that at all.
Because, ma'am, right now I have just located the IP and the IP is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia, that's correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that is the reason what is happening, ma'am. Some overseas people, they are misusing your information and we have got the alert from there. That is the reason we put the order on hold and we are giving this confirmation call before confirming the order right now. So I do believe you want to cancel this. I do believe...
Yes. Yes, cancel, please.
Okay. For cancellation of this order, what kind of device are you using? Are you using a computer or are you using a laptop?
I'm on my phone. So what do you mean?
Okay. Okay. Well, what kind of phone is that? Is that an iPhone or it's an Android one?
It's an iPhone.
Okay. Can you put me on speaker on this phone so I can help you out? For cancelling this purchase and as well as blocking them. Now, after putting me on speaker, there is an application
Sorry?
In your... After
I don't know how to go back.
Okay. Which model are you using? Are you using iPhone 11, 12?
No, 6.
6, okay. So did you put me on speaker? Did you put me on speaker?
No, I don't know how to go back to speaker.
What can you see on your cell phone screen? Can you tell me?
Just on the same numbers.
Numbers. And there will be a speaker sign at the right top corner, at the right middle top corner, there will be a logo with a speaker sign. Can you do that? Can you click on that?
It's like a white square with an arrow.
Yes, try to click on that. And apart from this cell phone, madam, do you have any other device like a computer or a laptop? It will be easier for you.
Can't you just cancel it?
No, right now I'm canceling it, ma'am.
I haven't ordered anything from eBay.
Yeah, I totally understand that, ma'am, but we have to cancel this purchase right now. For that, we have to... Just hold for a moment, madam. Okay. Now, I have just got the information, madam, that right now what is happening, some people have just tried to get into your system and they are trying to take money out from your account. So, I do believe you want to, right now for blocking them, you are not using any computer or laptop, it will be easier for you.
I've got an iPad here.
Yeah. Be handy with the iPad.
No, not really. So what do I do?
Yeah, now have you got your iPad?
Yes.
Now on your iPad, madam, there is it's an Apple iPad, I do believe. It's an Apple one?
Yes.
Okay. On your iPad, there is an application which says, App Store. You need to open it up, App Store. application, which is App Store.
I got it. Yeah, App Store. Yeah. I got that.
Now, after opening up the App Store, at the right-hand down bottom corner, there is the option which says Search. Do you see the Search option?
Yes.
Click on the Search. Touch on the Search option.
Yes.
Now, after giving the touch on the Search, at the very top, there is the option which says Search. Over there, a panel will come up.
Okay.
And you type over there. A as in Apple, the letter A.
Yeah.
Then N as a November, the letter N. Then Y as a yellow, the letter Y.
Yep.
Now D as in David, the letter D. Now do you see any option comes up which says any desk?
Any desk, remote desktop?
Correct.
Or just any desk?
The remote. The AnyDesk remote desktop, click on that. The AnyDesk remote desktop. Click on that one.
Remote desktop, yeah.
Now, after giving the touch on that, do you see any option comes up on the AnyDesk which says Get? Do you see a Get option over there?
No, remote, it's got AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yeah, and right next to it, there is an option which says Get. G-E-T, Get.
Oh, I see, yep, which is Get, yep.
Just click on the Get option. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, I'm not comfortable hitting Get, because what's it taking me to?
What is it asking you? Tell me.
I haven't clicked on Get.
Right now, this is the cancel. This will help you to generate the cancellation ID. After giving the click on the Get, you will see an option called Open. When you open it up, a 9-digit cancellation ID will be generated from the secure server of eBay, which will help you to cancel this purchase and as well as blocking those overseas people right now from your system. When you click on Get, you will see an option called Open. When you see Open, let me know. Do you see Open?
No, there's about 4 Gets on my screen. One's Microsoft Remote Desktop.
Click on the AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yep.
Well, then it says
install.
Yeah, click on install. Right now, it will ask for your Apple ID or password, which will, your server will ask your Apple ID and the password for installing that right now, to getting the cancellation ID.
I don't know how to do any of this, and I'm not comfortable doing this. I don't know who you are or what's really happening.
I will show you from where the persons are doing that. I will show you the IP, because the IP is showing me right now from my end. It's Mount View, California, U.S. That is the reason. They have just tried to access us and tried to place a new order. That's the reason. I will show you the IP from where they're doing that. First of all, generate the cancellation ID and I will show you each and everything in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Now what can you see exactly? Tell me first.
I've got App Store, AnyDesk remote desktop, and then it says install.
Click on install. Now what do you see?
I'm saying sign in with Apple ID. Into the password.
Yeah. Put your password. Do you remember your password? Apple ID's password.
No.
Do you see any option just below that? There is an option which says forgot password.
Yes.
Click on the forgot password.
Not doing anything.
That's all. It will
come up. Enter iPad passcode.
Yes, put your iPad passcode.
Used
yes, the pass.
the password, but I don't know. I don't know my password. I don't use it.
Passcode, ma'am. The passcode will be whenever you turn on, you unlock your iPad, you put a passcode. You need to put that passcode over there.
Don't lock this. Okay, continue. And it says next.
Yeah, click on next.
Cannot verify identity.
What happened? What is it asking you exactly? Tell me right
now. Oh, it's saying confirm your phone number.
Yeah, type your phone number over there.
Sorry?
Type your phone number. It's your Apple ID verification needed over there. And could you tell me, madam, apart from this iPad, you don't use any computer or a laptop, it will be easier for you, much easier for you. If you are having a laptop, just let me know. Laptop or a computer, it will be much easier for you, ma'am. Show you the hacker, where are the hackers, and as well as blocking them.
It's a laptop. So what's being ordered and where is it ordered from?
It is ordered from California, U.S., Mount View Road, California, ma'am. And right now the order is a Google Play gift card for $299. And are you turning on your computer?
Yeah, I've got my laptop on.
A computer or an iPad?
iPad.
No. Apart from this iPad, do you don't have any computer or laptop?
No.
Okay. Okay, what you need to do, open up the settings from your iPad. First, open up the settings. Open up the settings. There is an application on your iPad which says settings. Open it up.
Yeah. All right.
Now, after opening up the settings, madam, right now, at the very top, do you see your name written?
Yes.
Click on your name.
Right.
Now, after that, you will see an option, second option, which says password and security. You need to click on that password
yes.
and security.
Right.
Now, after that, at the very top, do you see comes up change password?
It's doing password security, change password.
Click on change password at the very top. Click on change password.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is it asking you? Can you tell me?
And iPad passcode.
Okay, put your password.
This.
Put your password.
Right.
Now, what is it asking you? Tell me next.
There's new enter password.
Yeah,
password
type your new password. Yes, type your new password. Yes, make it. If you want, I can.
I don't know how to.
I don't know how to do any.
I don't know what's happening here, or I don't know who you are, and I don't know.
Yeah, we are changing the Apple ID's password because you don't remember it. That's the reason. We are not doing this and this thing. If you want, I can help you with a temporary password. After the work is done, you can change the password once again. If you want, I can help you with a temporary password.
No.
Do it slowly, slowly then. Change the password by yourself. Do it slowly, slowly.
Yeah, must be at least 8 characters.
Yes, it will must 8 character. One, one character should be capital, and you have to use any hashtag, @, anything like that as well.
Including a number.
When you're done, just do let me know.
Right, I've just entered my password.
Okay. When you're done, simply let me know.
Then do I hit change?
Yeah, click on change.
It's a sign out other devices using your Apple ID.
No. Do not sign out. Give a click on stay sign in or anything. Now what can you see?
See, it says verifying, and then it's got 2-factor authentication.
Okay.
Your trusted devices and phone numbers are used to verify your identity when signing in.
Okay. Then what can you see?
Trusted phone number, then account recovery. The phone number's already there.
And what is the option do you see?
Account recovery, legacy contact.
Just hold for a moment. Okay.
Device
now,
added to your account.
Okay.
Just
okay.
A minute.
Now,
got
now
device.
To,
device. Can you listen? It says device added to your account. An iPhone now has access to iMessage and FaceTime. If you don't recognize this device, you can remove it in settings.
Yeah, you can remove it, but not right now. Okay. We will help you out, first of all, we have to generate the cancellation ID. So go to the app store, first of all.
No, I can't do any of this. I'm not doing it. I need help from my family to do this.
No. Right now, the iPhone device which you're telling me is your iPhone. You have 2 devices in your home right now. You have an iPhone,
I have an iPad, and an iPhone. Yes.
That's right. So that is there is a single Apple ID is using with both the devices. That's the reason it is showing you 2 devices, the iPad and the iPhone as well, both of them. That's the reason. So please go back to the home page and open up the App Store from your iPad. Your password is successfully changed right now.
So where do I go back to?
App Store. Open up the App Store from your App Store. All the application, there is the App Store application.
Right, I'm in the App Store.
Okay, now you need to give a click on the search on the right down bottom corner once again.
Sorry, say again.
Again, click on search, the right down bottom corner, right hand side, right down bottom corner.
I can't do this. I just can't do this. I'm sorry. I need to get my daughter to help me.
Right now, if the money got debited from your account, right now they have tried to do that. Right now, if all money got out from your account, then your daughter won't also help you out to get back the money right now because they are doing international transactions. I just told you after generating the cancellation ID, we will help you to show you from where they are doing.
But how do I know? Like, how do I know I can trust you? How do I know you're not the one taking the money out?
Did I ask you any of your personal or financial information over the phone call? Did I ask you anything like that? This is
but
a recorded line.
You know.
I will not ask you any of your personal or financial information over the phone call. I will just only help you out for canceling this purchase right now and as well as blocking them.
Where are you calling from?
Sydney.
I don't know what to do.
Just generate the cancellation ID, then I will show you from where the persons are doing that and misusing your information. It will be California, US. I will definitely show you that from where? From the Google. I will definitely show you right now. First of all, you need to generate the cancellation ID. So open up the App Store.
So I've got the App Store open. It's got any desk remote desktop.
Now click on Get on the AnyDesk remote desktop. Click on Get.
Yeah.
Now click on install, and after that it will ask for a password. But right now the new password which you have created is the new password.
Right.
Now when you see the open, just do let me know.
Hit and sign in. It's gone back to any desk remote desktop.
Yeah, it will loading. It will load over there, and you will see an option called open very soon.
Yes, got open. So do I open?
Yeah, open it up. Now what can you see?
Enter remote address. Your address
and
is...
There will be a number. First of all, confirm me that number.
So do I put that number in where it says
remote
address?
Confirm me the number. That's the cancellation ID number generated from the server. You need to confirm me that number.
Any desk would like to find and connect the devices on your local network.
You will click on OK.
Is that
OK?
This, well, it says don't allow or allow.
Allow. Click on allow. Now, what do you see?
The same thing. You send your notifications, may include alerts and icon badges.
The Anydex will send you the notifications that how many hackers are there and who are trying to get into your systems. Give a click on allow. It will send you the notification.
6-2-9-4-5. So, I hit allow.
Yes, hit on allow. Now, do you see the numbers?
Yes.
Did you note down that number?
Do I enter those numbers again?
No. Note down on a piece of a paper. Note it down on a piece of a paper.
Yep.
Now, you need to confirm the number from your end. Confirm me the number.
Tell you the number.
Yes.
508.
Sorry?
508.
Uh-huh.
172.
Uh-huh.
945.
Okay. Now, right now from the server, madam, what you will get, you will from the security server of eBay, you will get a security warning coming up onto the server right now. For the verification, so just hold for a moment.
It's, they're trying enter remote address.
No, you don't have to do anything. You will receive a security warning. When you see the security warning, at the bottom of that security warning, there are options will be coming up which says, I'm aware of this risk. I trust this call. You need to click on check boxes, both the check boxes, and hit on accept. It is from the server. You need to click on the I'm aware of
this. You can see
Now, at the bottom of that box, there is an option which says, I'm aware of this risk. I trust this call, and hit on accept. At the very bottom of that page.
Yeah.
Click on the checkboxes and then click on accept. And after clicking on accept, you will see an option called eBay Secure Server. Again, you need to give a click on accept.
So do I just hit, you're saying I hit accept?
Yes, hit an accept. Did you click on I am aware of this risk? Did you click on the first checkboxes? Click on the checkboxes first. Click on the checkboxes.
It just says I'm aware of the risk. Do not show this warning again.
Yes. Click on the both the check boxes and click on accept.
But why wouldn't I want to be... I don't like this.
Tell me.
Accept.
Yes.
Is they secure server would like to be your desk.
Yeah, correct. Click on accept. Now after that, you will see an option called Start Broadcast. You need to double tap on the Start Broadcast.
Your screen will be recorded now. Do not disturb the venue. No, Screen Broadcast.
Click on Screen Broadcast or Start Broadcast. You see Start Broadcast, click on Start Broadcast two times. Start.
Start Broadcast, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Click on that. Two times.
Two times.
Now do not do anything, just hold for a moment. Do not do anything, just be on that page. Now first of all, there is a big black box on the middle of your screen coming up, on the big black box. Give a click on the white area outside of that black box. Anywhere outside of the black box. Touch on that area.
Screen broadcast. Any desk
outside,
or stop
outside
broadcast.
Of the black box. Outside of the black box, there are a white area. Give a touch on the white area, anywhere in the white area. Outside of that box. Outside of that box.
Oh, outside the box.
Yes. Now go back to your home screen. Yes. Now you will see the numbers once again. Now try to go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen and open up a Google Chrome. Are you using a Safari? I will show you first of all who are the persons right now. I will show you first of all. Open up the Safari or the Google Chrome. Go back.
I don't know how to go back. So I pushed the arrow and it's taking me back to the desk.
Do you see cancel? Click on cancel.
Right. Now it's got discover, walking track.
Right hand side top corner, cancel. Click on cancel. You don't know how to go back to your home screen? Go back to your home screen where you can see all your apps.
So if I just hit the app.
No. Where you can see all the apps from on your like settings, Safari.
Yeah, but I don't know how to go back there.
Okay. Do you have a middle button at the very bottom? Do you have a button which you can press a single button?
I've just got the on and off button. I don't know.
No. At the very bottom, you will have a button or a. Can you swipe the page from bottom to top?
No.
Swipe the page from bottom to top. Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Bottom to top. Right.
Yes. Try to swipe the page from bottom to top.
Yeah, it's got all these things.
From very bottom.
Go right to the bottom. Right.
Okay. Just hold for a moment, ma'am. Do you Do you have a button at the very bottom of your iPad? Do you have a button?
No, not at the bottom, I don't. I've got
at
the on-off button
on
the... I've got the button I turn it on and off is on the in the middle on the right-hand side. There's buttons on the side.
Okay.
That usually turns it off.
Okay. Okay, right down bottom corner, do you see search? Click on the search. At the right hand side, down bottom corner. Click on the search.
Yep.
Now at the type on the search panel at the very top, type over there. Click on that. And type over there, S as in Sam, S.
What do I put in?
S as in Sam.
Sam.
Yep. A as in Apple, A.
A.
Do you see the first option which says Safari? Click on the Safari one.
Right.
Now, do you see the open option on the Safari? Click on the open.
Safari open. Right.
Now, at the very top, do you see search or enter website name? Click on that.
Which one?
At the very top, do you see search or enter website name? At the very top.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and do you see a Google on the middle of the page? Do you see a Google?
Yes.
Click on the Google.
Right.
Now, click on the middle of the page.
Oh, it's just signing to Google.
No thanks. Give a click on no thanks. Click on no thanks. Touch on no thanks.
I don't see. No thanks. Yep.
Now, at the middle, there is a magnifying glass, a white panel. Click on the white panel on the middle.
Yes.
Now, you need to type over there, M-I.
Sorry, say again.
It's my, M-Y, my.
Yeah.
Give a space.
Yeah.
Then number one. Then PT as in Peter.
1P.
Yeah. Then give a space.
Sorry?
Give a space once again.
Space, yeah.
Yes. Then type address.
My 1P address location.
No, it will be my 1P address location, California. You need to type it. First type address.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can see my 1P address location, California, came up automatically from the server. You just click on that.
Yep.
Touch on that.
Yep.
Now you will get to see the IP address, which is right now from the California. I just told you at the very beginning that they are connected. Now, let me confirm you the IP address. The IP will be showing to you. It will be 66.249.69.98. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And what is the location showing you? Can you tell me?
My two location, Mountain View, California, U.S. Decals.
Yes, correct. Those are the persons are misusing your information from California. So right now what we are going to do, we are going to put the security and block those overseas illegal hackers who are in your system and doing this kind of stuff. So can you just go back to your home screen? Try to go back to your home screen.
So how do I do that?
Try to go back to your home screen. Just go back to your home screen where you can see all your apps.
My I don't know how to do that. There's an arrow which says App Store. Do I go back to the App Store?
Yeah, click on that App Store. Click on that. Now, on this iPad, do you check your email? Do you check your email on this iPad?
Yes.
Yeah, so you need to just simply check your email you do regularly and just check today, did you got any suspicious mail from eBay or not? Did you just do it from yourself? Hello?
Today.
Do you know how to go back to your email?
No, I hit the today sign.
Okay, do you have an iPad button? Do you have an iPad button?
Do I have an iPad what?
Button, iPad button.
iPad button.
Out of your screen at the very bottom. Out of your screen at the very bottom. Not on the screen. Just below your screen, there is a iPad button.
There's an on and off button.
Sorry?
Is that the one you mean? The on and off button?
Not the on and off button, madam. It will be the iPad button.
I don't know what you mean.
On your cell phone, you have a button out of your screen. That's correct? You have a single round button on your cell phone. That's correct?
Yeah.
Yes. On like that button, do you have any button on the bottom of your screen on the iPad as well?
No.
No?
I don't know.
You don't see any button on the iPad, madam?
No.
Okay, not on the bottom, but the right down. At the right down bottom corner, do you see search? Click on the search once again.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you click on search?
Come up.
At the very top, do you see Safari written? Make it empty. Give a click on the Safari written and make it empty. And type over there,
yep.
Mail. M-A-I-L, mail.
M-A-L.
Mail,
M-A-I-L.
Yeah, mail. M-A-I-L.
Yep.
And give a click on search. Click on search.
Yep.
Now, do you see your mailbox is over there? It is open. Click on open. Click on open.
Yep. This is gone.
Do you see left top corner cancel? Click on cancel.
Yep.
Now click on open once again on the mail. Click on open.
Yeah, mail. Yeah. That's what I did before. And that's come up with new message to from subject from my iPad.
Then let me tell you, then your mail account is being hacked as well, madam. What is happening? Those have got your email address and they are doing something with your mailing app as well. That is the reason you are not getting into your mail. Okay, give a click on cancel. Not a problem. We will help with the security on that as well. Give a click on cancel.
Yep.
Now, could you tell me, do you check your statement online? Like, do you check your banking statement online?
No.
No? How do you check it?
No.
Do you do online banking?
I do BPay banking.
BPay banking, okay. So, do you do on this iPad?
Do I what, sorry?
Do you do on this iPad?
Not on the iPad, on my phone.
On your phone, you do on your phone. Okay, just hold for a moment. And apart from this phone, madam, do you have any telephone number? Any telephone
no.
number you have? No?
No.
You have only this phone right now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what you need to do simply, madam, I will help you out for blocking because right now they have tried to got into your account as well, so we have to check it from their end. So at the very top, do you see a cross option? Give a click on the mail where it is written mail.
Click on mail, open mail again.
Yes. No, not open, not on mail, open. Do you see cancel at the very top? Click on cancel.
Yeah.
Now search for, okay. Give a click on the search option. And you need to type simply the name of your bank which you deal with. Name of the bank.
Why?
You have to check the statement right now. Do you see any suspicious statement on your bank account or not? Because right now we have to put the security on that as well. Because your email is being hacked right now. You have just seen that. You're not able to get into your email right now. We have to check that if it is a single dollar in your statement, just tell me so I can put a report on that statement, okay? So just type the name of your bank on the App Store, on the search bar.
No, I'm not going any further with this. I will ring the bank myself.
Then if you lose your money right now, do not blame us. That's your choice, madam.
Okay, thank you. I just don't. I can't handle this. I can't do this. I'm sorry if I'm messing you around, but you're messing with my head, and I don't like it.
That's your choice, madam. But right now, if you lose the money, that's completely your choice now. If you do not,
yep.
I have just shown you the IP. It is from US. If after that you are not trying to do that, then that's your choice, madam.
Okay. Thank you.
Go for it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.